This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:14 now. I am exhausted. I hosted the press club dinner, MCDM Press Club Award dinner on Saturday night. And then I had a bunch of stuff to do yesterday, and I misspoke and I said Hokie and Mike Haas. Obviously, it's Deuce and Mike Haas calling a game when the Saints kick it off. And also, the Hall of Fame game is next week, next Thursday, 10 days from today. So let me clean that up. And now let's go to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, who I hope is not as tired as I am. How you doing, Joe?
I'm great. I'm not as tired as you are. Hope the press club event was fun.
It was, but it's just a lot of work to get ready for, and I was honored to do it. And I'm just tired. That's all. Let's talk about this the power plant, because it's supposed to be ready for hurricane season 2025, but it ain't.
Yeah, I think as everybody will remember, the turbines that are at Sewage and Water Board are old, if not ancient, in some regards. Turbine 4 dates back to World War I. Turbine 5 is about 65 years old, and Turbine 6 is the pup of the litter, and it's been there since Katrina. So it's about 20 years old right now. And there are two sort of separate big power things that are going there. One is Turbine 7, which will be a brand new turbine, and then a substation. And the substation has modern power. It has two big transmission lines going into it. So it's not like our house that has the distribution lines, these large transmission lines that are there. And we all were on a course for how do we get this up at the beginning of hurricane season. And of course, like a lot of things that happen with engineering, it's all right, well, it's going to be later June. Okay. Well, now it's going to be later July. Okay. And now it's mid-August. So I think the council's having this committee meeting today to try and understand what happened. And Tommy, this is what I will say. I went to the site last week, 2 weeks ago, and it was barren, you know, a few years ago when we broke the ground. There's maybe 3 or 4 football fields. And now there's a substation there. There's these 3 frequency changes there. There's this utility rack. It's kind of amazing how much stuff they've done in a very short period of time and how much construction they've had. But at the same time, obviously people get concerned about losing power. If you don't have power, you can't do the pumps. And so making sure that's coming online, there isn't any further slippage, is what we're focused on.
Yeah, I just want to take it back. The water comes down, hits the street, goes in the canal. Then it goes to the pumping station. The pumping station pumps the water out of the canal and into the lake, correct?
Correct. That's right.
But so if you don't have power to the pumps can't work.
That's exactly right. And look, frequently we'll hear the pumps aren't on, the pumps aren't on. And you know, that has happened. I'm not going to sit here and say that's never happened. It certainly happened in the past, but a lot of times the problem is the water or the pumps can't keep up with how much water has happened. But to your point, if there's no power at all, the pumps can't function, period. So it's really important. And look, as I said at the very beginning, I think our viewpoint is pretty simple. Like, we should not be in 2025 asking a piece of equipment that dates back to World War One to be a workhorse for us. And then the second one is nearly seven decades old at this point. It's just time to get to a new power source. So, you know, it's one of those typical sort of good news, bad news type of things. The good news is we're almost there. The bad news is the date slipped during the middle of hurricane season. Of course, that gets everybody's nerves frayed. And candidly, and this is something we've discussed with Sewage and Water Board, also psychologically, we have the 20th anniversary of Katrina coming up in August. Just want to make sure we hit those deadlines so people can see progress before we get to those memorial points.
So this substation is going to power what pumping stations?
The substation will power the entire system. And that's, you know, part of the thing here too, Tommy, is remember, and I don't want to get too technical for everybody, but the pumps, as you just said, are pumped by two different power sources. The 60 hertz power, which is the modern power that pretty much the whole world uses all the time. But many of the pumps are still powered by the 25 hertz power, which is the ancient power source that pretty much nobody uses anymore. So the substation is designed for 60 hertz power, but it has, as I said earlier, those frequency changers, which convert the power from 60 to 25. So it'll be able, in concert with 6 and 7, to provide power to everything in the city. And really, by itself, I think the substation is close to 70 or 75 megawatts. So in theory, what would happen was the substation would be the primary source of power, turbines, maybe 5, 6, and 7, potentially 8 in the future, would be the secondary source. And those EMDs that we sometimes talk about, those electromotor diesel engines, would be, you know, very much in the background and only used in case of a severe emergency. So it's a big deal because the substation is newer, theoretically more reliable, much cleaner than all the gas that's being burned, the turbines right now. So it's, you know, it's something we want to rely on sooner rather than later. And again, we just want to make sure that we know what's going on and that if the state has just moved back some, that it's going to be held to that.
Turbine 7 is new? Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly right. So as part of the mayor's fair share deal, they got the administration got money for Turbine 7. So that is something that will be part of this too. And look, the idea is simply what happens for some reason if power is lost all across the city. Well, the substation won't work then. So you still need a redundant, a secondary source of power. And that's where the turbines come in. And so you'd have turbines 5, 6, 7. And as I was saying earlier, because 5 is getting longer in the tooth, you probably are going to want to have an 8 at some point. But those would be all the backup sources. So, yeah, so this would, and during the summer or early fall, 7 will come online too, which is also a first. And the plan is to put 4 out to pasture, thank her for all of her hard work and everything that it's been managed to do for over 110 years now at this point. But at the same time, it's time to have new technology and new equipment on site and working for everybody.
That's turbine number. What are we putting out to pasture?
4.
Yeah, she served us well. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk about the delays in building this thing with inspection. I'm going to Ben Meyer's story at NOLA.com because it just, I don't know if that had a lot to do with it or not, but it seems like, according to the story, and maybe I'm reading it wrong, but...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They couldn't get the inspections done, so they had to do their own inspections, and nothing against this company. I'm sure they're doing everything fine, but I was wondering why they wouldn't have the proper inspection. 721 traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Joe Geruso. Joe, talking about this power station and the delays. I'm just looking at the story from Ben Myers at NOLA.com about delays in inspection and having to inspect it themselves or something along those lines. Jacobs report, it says, I guess Jacobs is the name of the company. Tell me what's going on there as far as you know.
Yeah, as far as I know, the issue is, first of all, to Ben's report, there was a part that was delayed in coming in, and it showed up in the Jacobs report as being late. But according to Sewage and Water Board, they were able to put that back into the workflow, and that didn't delay anything. What really delayed all of this was the testing and the commissioning of all the equipment. Mm-hmm. And by that, I just simply mean they, Sewage and Water Board, want to make sure everything is operating correctly. Like, you can't flip the switch and then tell the public it's working, and then 4 days later something happens and it flames out or there's a problem. And so the delay, Ben is right, there has been a delay. My understanding is it relates to making sure everything is working properly, everything's connected properly, everything is functioning the way that it should. And I think Sewage and Water Board wants to stress test all of that before it goes live in late August. And that's been a delay in making sure all those component parts are commissioned correctly, connected correctly, tested properly before it goes live.
So there's the $3 million change order. Apparently, they call it a contract amendment. I'm guessing it's a change order that brings the project from 16 to $19 million. Who is watching all of this? Is there a construction management company that's watching all of this? Is it the Sewage and Water Board? Is it the mayor's office? Is it the council?
I think it's mainly Sewage and Water Board. And remember, in fairness to that, there was that, oops, we undercalculated by $20 million about a year ago, and the council had to go find that money. And what Sewage and Water Board would say is this project is so unique and is combining such old technology, equipment, things that are constructed in ways that never would be today, that this is a very tough thing to do. You know, again, $3 million against a whatever, $250 million project, probably not the largest deal in the whole world. But that's why Sewage and Water Board is coming to council today, so they can explain to the public what happened with the money, what happened with delays, what they're doing, and then once recognizing there is a delay, how they're doing everything possible to hit their mark of mid-August.
And sometimes, look, I worked in an industry. Change orders are absolutely appropriate and necessary because sometimes you get into something, you didn't know what it was, and it has to be changed. Bottom line, how confident are you when it comes to the rest of hurricane season as we approach the real heart of it, Joe?
Well, 4 is back online, 5 is working, 6 is working. Those are all positive things. And then, I pressed privately very hard. The council is going to press very hard today. If we have another 20 megawatts from this substation by August and then September, October, it becomes fully functional. That's what we're looking for. I just think this is sort of one of those comms issues, unfortunately, where when you say out loud, we're going to do it by June, and then it goes to August, people's natural reaction is, well, here we go again. So yeah. It's a how do we fix that, address that, and get the facts out there so people understand and get Sewage and Water Board to just hit those things that they need to.
Amazing how different it would be if it went from March to, say, June or January to, say, March, as opposed to middle of hurricane season. Thank you, Joe Geruso. Appreciate it, Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. We'll take a break. Come back, hopefully talk to Archie Chasson of Lafourche Parish, formerly of. He's soon to be the executive director of the Office of Louisiana Highway Construction. So we'll talk about that and more when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.